Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Also impressive when you talk about Mahomes and Bob.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Bobby Witt and who the, you know, two showmen are in the big sports. Again, Kansas City doesn't play in New York, so I'm sure they're having a small conversation about Bobby Witt Jr. and a large conversation about the arrival of Jazz Chisholm and Aaron Judge's two-home run game last night. But one thing that everybody knows now is that Patrick Mahomes has just dominated his sport and his craft. And in fact, since he's been in the league, we all know this, he's been to six straight AFC championship games, six consecutive Final Fours, right? Even Bill Self is looking at that stat like, how do I do that?
Yeah, right.
Right? And the only other team that's been somewhat consistent out of the last 6 years, four of those years, San Francisco 49ers have been in that Final Four as well. But this is another thing that I think when we talk about the narrative getting taken for granted, guys, I remember back in the day when it was like, all right, let's just get a playoff win. And they went and beat Houston.
Right.
And then it was like,
nobody remembers that game.
Right. And
I mean, I was at that game, and we were doing, I was doing stuff for Channel 9 at the time, and Laura Moritz and I were getting like harassed by Houston fans at that game.
That's
and like,
nice.
That,
wow.
That's cool. Come we got on. We got ourselves a win, and the Houston fans are like, boo, Kansas City stinks. We're like, hey, that's a playoff win for us, right? We're like, all right, awesome. now it's on to New England, and nobody remembers because they lost to New England, right? But like, that was the kind of the coming out party. And I think people did take that playoff game, Dusty, for granted a little bit because nobody remembers that playoff game.
30-0. Right?
Yeah, it was a housing. Yeah. I mean, Nile Davis took it back to start the game.
Open the game, yep.
And that was it. It was over.
And to think that it got to a point where, like, well, they're going to win a playoff game. It's been 30 years they won a playoff game. Andrew Luck comes to Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes wins. And then Andrew Luck says, you know what? I think I'm okay. I don't want to play in the NFL anymore.
Right.
But that, to me, is just part of where you tie in the Bobby Witt Jr. and the Patrick Mahomes sort of comparisons of superstardom and things that we eventually will take for granted. Like, Bobby Witt Jr., oh, yeah, another three-hit game. Well, actually, it was a four-hit game. Not only that, he's now had, what, like three-hit games in six of his last nine?
Mm-hmm.
I know he's in his 11-game hit streak. He's hitting hitting 525 with 24 base hits. Not only does he have an 11-game hitting streak, but he's averaging two hits per game in that 11-game hit streak.
Yeah.
Insane. Taken for granted because we see it all the time. Patrick Mahomes getting to six consecutive Final Fours in the NFL or the AFC Championship game, if you want to call it that, is something that it's like, oh, yeah, we don't talk about, are they going to have a playoff win? Are they going to be able to host a playoff game? No. It's, are they going to be in the Super Bowl? Because we're already penciling in that the Kansas City Chiefs are going to be in the AFC Championship game. No one's talking about, well, can they get back to the AFC Championship game? Mm-hmm. Nobody is. They're talking about that in Buffalo. They're talking about that in Baltimore. In Cincinnati, and that's where that conversation is. And the Chiefs have elevated their play so much, so far beyond that we just go past and go, ho hum, six consecutive AFC Championship games. Yeah, that's cool. Five of them in a row at home, one on the road, still beat Buffalo or still beat Baltimore on the road. Let's see what happens this year. Who's the team they play this year in the AFC Championship game?
But I don't.
Not
think,
do you make it? Who do they play?
Who do they play? Yeah, and look, I don't think you should be taking what's going on for granted. And it's some of the best advice my father ever gave me as a child. We're watching the Giants in 1986. He goes, "Don't take this for granted. It doesn't happen all this often."
Right.
I'm like, "Okay, old man, whatever." And he was right about that, right?
Sure.
Like we're seeing from a Chiefs side of thing a major anomaly, and that's why when I see people complaining on X or wherever about the Chiefs and they're getting kind of caught up in the minutia of who's going to be the third, you know, defensive tackle to rotate in. I'm thinking to myself, my God, look at the biggest picture here. I mean, you're worried about stuff that, quite honestly, is insignificant and doesn't matter, right? Enjoy the moment of what's going on. And that's where I think folks need to be right now with Bobby Witt Jr. The good news about Bobby Witt Jr. right now doing what he's doing is we did in our lifetimes have experience of the Royals having success and winning that World Series. Mm-hmm. And in 14 and 15, if you didn't appreciate every one of those moments because you thought it was going to continue, you probably now have a different lease on life and you're looking at it and going, okay, I'm not going to take this for granted because I don't know how long it's going to be around. With the Chiefs, for the most part, none of us had experienced any sort of winning with Kansas City. A couple of games here with Marty and Dick and stuff like that, but nothing like, you know, spectacular like what we're watching right now. Mm-hmm. So I do hope that fans aren't taking this for granted. And if you are taking it for granted and you're getting mad about the minutia of the day-to-day type of stuff, check yourself for a minute and realize big picture what's going on. And I don't say it's taking it for granted, but I schedule my physical every year in February, and I always look about when the season's going to end, when the Super Bowl's going to be, where the parade's going to be, and that's how I schedule my physical, because I don't want to have to cough when the Chiefs are marching in a parade.
610 Sports Radio, KCSB, Kansas City, WDAF, HD2, Liberty, and Odyssey Station. The top 100 continues with 40 through 31. We can dive into that
Has this lost buzz to you guys, by the way?
Absolutely.
That it's not on television this year, right? Like, I know they're pushing everybody to this NFL Plus or whatever it is that they've got going on. This one has kind of fallen on deaf ears for me. I find it to be hard to find. I find it to be clunky. I find it to be like, oh, that's right, that's going on. Like, I feel like in the last couple of years, it's been there. Like, everybody's talking about it. I feel like this one has kind of fallen on deaf ears a little bit.
Two reasons. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say I completely agree. And also the interviews that come with the NFL Top 100, the audio that we get of them sitting down. I mean, that's how we got the Jamar Chase, I'm not going to say his name thing.
Right.
I've been missing that audio, too. I don't get any of those interviews. I feel like it was much more accessible in the past.
Yeah, I do, too. I feel like we're definitely missing out on what this used to be. And Dusty, you said you got two reasons why.
I think there's actually three.
Okay.
Number one, I think it's stale.
It is.
I think it's just, we know what it is. Just get us.
I mean, once Aaron Rodgers was at 92, I'm not going to lie, I kind of checked out on that one. It's based off your performance of last season. Right. Aaron Rodgers does not belong on that list.
We've got someone else on this list today that we'll talk about. Similar.
And then the other thing, too, that the second thing that I will say is that baseball's pretty awesome right now in Kansas City.
It is.
You're not pining for Chiefs content.
Right.
Which, I mean, we'll get there. The other thing, too, is that we know who number one is. Once you know the end of the book, why read it? Right. Like, if somebody spoils The Sixth Sense for you, like, oh, by the way, Bruce Willis is dead the whole time.
What?
You're like,
whoa. I was meaning to watch that. Like, we were going to watch that on Friday at my house. Now you've ruined our night.
I wouldn't stick around for movie night. I'm sorry.
I woke up.
That's good. At least he's got somebody. But the interesting.
I wouldn't stick around for movie night. Yeah.
No, it's dinner, a couple drinks. Then, boys, it's 8:30. We're all tired, right? It's Friday. Literally. He's rubbing off on us, man. Like, I got to get home before my eyes before they shut on the road. But I think that's probably part of the reason why we're not, like, ear to the wall, like, ready to see the list. Like, we know Travis Kelce's probably going to be in the top 15. We know Chris Jones probably going to be in the top 15. Mahomes is the best player on the list. Bobby Witt Jr. and the Royals are playing competitive baseball, and it's done.
It is
like Madden ratings. We're excited to know because we don't really know who's going to drop off in ratings. For some reason, that's what we've always done with video games. You've always gone to the thing like, okay, he's got what speed? 97? Nice. Right. Okay, Mahomes throwing power, 99 still. He's still a 99 overall. Cool, got it. But that's
God forbid they drop Mahomes to 98. There's going to be hell to pay.
That won't happen. They ought to just put him at 100. Knowing the stats that we just read about the clutch moments, or in the fourth quarter, Mahomes' attributes just go straight to 100 across the board. That's what they should do in Madden. Once the fourth quarter hits, it's like, oh, shoot. Like, that's a pup card you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about the thing, I think, when it comes to the top 100 list.
And also, I think the Olympics play
that's
in as well.
You could add a fourth leg to that parlay as well, where it's like, oh, yeah, whatever. Like, but, I mean, I think the main point is that it's just, it's run its course. Like, it was cool the first couple of years. Who's going to be number 10? And you're like, oh, I don't really care now because I know what basically the list is. I know the scouting report of how they put it together. Like you had mentioned, it's based on last year's stats. There's always going to be three names that get on the list where you're like, that guy's ranked that high? Okay. Fair enough. And I think that's the best part and of why we don't really care. Plus, I think baseball in this town right now is electric and everybody's interested into that. And you think about the last 7 years when this list has probably been going on. Once we got to like June, we're like, okay, they report in the middle of July. First preseason game is August, whatever. We got the Hall of Fame game on Thursday. Right now you're going, okay, so tonight it's Michael Wacha versus whoever. Right. They're trying to make them lose their 16th straight. Can Bobby Witt Jr. stay hot? Correct. And then you're like, oh, wait, on Twitter, while I'm in commercial, I'm going to go ahead. Oh, they released the top 25.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'll get back to that.
And you never get back to that, right? And it's crazy how, and this is what I'm talking about with winning baseball, how winning baseball trumps everything that is going on in sports because it's every day and we're living it every day. And last night's game was unbelievable. We get the opportunity to see that again tonight, right? We get the opportunity to watch Bobby Witt Jr. play again tonight. We get to watch the Royals go for another win tonight. We don't have to wait an entire week, and it's fresh and it's new and it's awesome and it's something different every single night with this baseball team. And that's, I think, has captivated all of Kansas City. And as we get ready to go back to school, people start getting back into their back to school and their fall routines. And the Royals are going to be a big part of that, right? People are going to be paying attention more now than they have probably since 2015 at this time of year, because by 2016, this time of year is kind of fading a little bit. I know they finished 500, but you know, it wasn't really a great season. There were a lot of injuries that year and whatnot. So for the first time in 9 years, the Royals have worked themselves back into the conversation and the daily life for a lot of people. And when that happens, I hate to say it this way, something has to fall off. You don't have time for everything. You just don't. And I think
a dad and he knows.
And I just feel like the top 100 list of the NFL that used to be cool and fun, and it's probably run its course. And especially with Aaron Rodgers being on the list, and I guess Joe Flacco made the list, and people are kind of up in arms over, you know, Joe Flacco being considered one of the top 100 or 110 guys in the NFL right now. So I'm just looking at him like, there's really not a lot of things here that are lightning rod material and not a lot of talking points and not a lot of things. Like, if Patrick isn't number one, by God, we'll have a conversation about that. And that's just idiocy, not putting him at number one.
That. I would hope not. We already heard the Jamar Chase audio.
Yeah, that
who's
is true.
Who's the number one guy on those? I'm not saying his name.
I'm not saying his name.
Sorry, thank you. And that's all I need for the top 100 list. That's the only thing I need. That got, you talk about lightning rods, that got my rod lightning.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's absolutely. Where I was like, oh, that guy who talks a bunch of bull crap won't say the guy's name because he's so salty about it? Then do something about
it. So what is his defensive teammate saying right now? Like, bro, seriously, I got to go out here and play against this guy. You don't.
Well, he didn't put him on a puppet and call him Kermit.
He did not. That was a defensive guy, too.
Men's volleyball going on right now.
What
How about
do you
that
think
for
of volleyball?
I love it.
You do? See, it just doesn't grab me.
Because really? I love the stat that's like exit velo. They have spike speed. And some guy just spiked it at 111 miles per hour.
Imagine that thing coming at your head.
Not a chance.
No way.
No, sir. Nope,
out of the way. Look how tall some of these guys are. I got caught up in surfing yesterday, fellas. They're doing that Fiji. Oh, my God. I mean, the wave pool that they have for this thing is fantastic.
It kind of sucked, though, because all the surfers are, like you said, in their own area. They're not with the other Olympians. They're not at Olympic Village. They don't get the same experience at all. They're going to end way sooner than everyone. It's kind of weird.
It is
fun, though.
It's the way they do it, man. It's how they love to show the surfers, I guess. I don't know if you're still into the judo thing.
I found myself into the fencing a little bit yesterday. I'm watching fencing, and they keep going to the monitor, and the ref's like, I can't make a decision. Do it over.
If Bob keeps watching surfing, we're going to hear this sort of voice on the air.
Bro, just drop in, just ride the barrel and get pitted. So pitted.
Speaking of pitted, we'll talk about the trade deadline that ends today at 5 o'clock. Is that the right time? Make sure to do the job right. Are the Royals still buyers? We'll talk why they could be after the break. That's Bob Fesco, Mac Morey. I'm Dusty Likens. You're listening to Fesco in the Morning on 610 Sports Radio.
The Cordell and Cordell crash cam shows a multi-vehicle accident northbound 49 past 163rd Street, only one lane getting by. Westbound Highway 350, the on-ramp from Blue Ridge Boulevard, is got construction. Be prepared to stop. I'm Bill Brooks with your Get Off My Bumper traffic.
I think it's safe to say that our luck has officially turned around, guys. We are back, baby. We are back. We are back. Classic. We are back.
We are so back from texting my boys. Is the panic button getting hit
Unbelievable.
Yet?
Oh, come on.
Last night.
I don't know if you met me, but I can sometimes go by the nickname of Dramatic Dusty.
Hey, they've called me Hyperbolic Bob in the past, but I mean, these games aren't over till they're over, man.
I know. But I was more so in a sense of show content.
I understand. And that's the proper way to work.
Because I could feel the nerves in the city last night when it was 5-2. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
The freaking White Sox, man. Yeah. What are we doing?
Well, what if it wasn't the White Sox? So what if it was like, I don't know, the Red Sox? Let's just say for argument's sake, it was a better team and they lost a game. I don't think the panic level would have been as bad. But with it being the White Sox, and have they won since, in this century? Like, they've lost 15 in a row right now.
They've won twice this month.
So you lose to a team that can't buy a win, literally cannot buy a win. They can't even trade their best pitcher because he doesn't want to pitch for anybody else or whatever with this crochet thing that's going on. And you don't win that game and you look lifeless in a game for 8 innings. Yeah, we're going to bounce some stuff back and forth. Going, all right, are we hitting the panic button? What's going on here? And then the game finishes. And that's why Yogi Berra always used to say, it ain't over till it's over. And it's the great line in sports. And it really is probably the most fitting line right now if you are a Kansas City sports fan. The line, the slogan, the quote that truly sums up Kansas City sports right now is it ain't over till it's over, because you've got a magician in the football stadium, and now you have a magician in the baseball stadium that constantly pull rabbits out of their hats, make plays when you least expect them to make plays, hit grand slams in the 8th inning, make defensive plays in the 9th inning behind a pitcher who's trying his best to give it away, and you still find ways to win. So think to yourself every night, it ain't over till it's over. It ain't over till it's over. Some nights it'll end and there will be a loss. You don't win every single game, obviously, in baseball. And then you'll lose and you move on to the next one. But the beauty of this thing is that every single night until those 27 outs are over, this is a baseball team now that you believe has a fighting chance because of Bobby Witt.
No doubt about it. Baseball coverage on 610 Sports Radio presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon using their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Trade deadline ends today at 5 o'clock. So still going to be kind of looking, right? Still kind of interested. And Jim Bowden has a couple of names that are still available because I think the Royals have addressed their bullpen. The two guys they've added will be there tonight.
Yep.
Right. Michael Lorenzen, no Walter Pennington.
No, the Walter Pennington estate has moved on. Yes.
I don't know how many people are still mad at us for not knowing that he was a top prospect in the farm
system. Don't care. He's a prospect. Prospects are useless.
You do, sir. But best players that could
Pennington
be
Pennington sounds like a grass seed guy. Like, isn't that a brand of grass seed? Like Pennington brand grass seed?
Sounds like a guy that I would trust with my money. Tarik Skubal for the Tigers looks like something that could be moved. I hope in the next 4 days or by today, because then you don't play him at all.
Right.
When you play in the 4-game stretch. Plus, that would let you know that Detroit is selling.
Selling.
Which means they're camping out for the season.
They're done for the
year.
Give
me 3 out of 4 after you sweep the White Sox.
I just don't want to see him get traded to Baltimore.
That would
suck. Baltimore's got enough suspects on their minor league system that they could potentially trade.
And they've got some dogs on that lineup already. You see that guy got hit in the face yesterday?
Oh, my God. 95 mile an hour fastball
and then finished
right
the game.
To the grill and stay. In
that's
who does that
a badass Blake Snell available. They just traded Jorge Soler back to the Braves.
So Soler couldn't hit out in San Francisco.
You mentioned your guy Garrett Crochet still available. Jack Flaherty available for the Tigers. So there's two players for the Tigers they could see go away, which means, again, please do that before the 4-game series with the Royals. Kyle Finnegan of the Nationals, Yandy Diaz the Rays, Eloy Jimenez for the White Sox. And Brent Rooker of the Athletics. So some names that are still out there. And then Vladimir Guerrero is making a case for himself to be traded to somebody that he might be the second hottest bat in baseball behind Bobby Witt Jr. right now.
Yeah.
But the trade deadline could still get busy. There could still be some moves to be made. And last night's game kind of gives you the question, like, are they done? Or are they really liking this game? And is that the game that really puts, you know, the gears and the fears into everybody else to say, okay, the Royals are legit. They've made 3 moves, right? They've added arms. They've done their things. And now it's time to see, okay, what's next? Are they done? Is this the team? Is that the lineup? Or do they add more players? So it's an interesting thing to think about because it does end today, and you could make another splash to where you send a move around the league that's like, okay, these Royals are not about the wild card. They're still about the division, and they want to make a deep run this year with this team.
Well, and I think, look, when you're the Royals and you have not been to the postseason in 9 years, you need to do everything in your power to get into the postseason there. Now, that being said, the Royals have an opportunity, I think, to make a splash. And again, this is me living with John Sherman's paycheck, or not paycheck, but checkbook, and I'm scratching checks for John, and I don't think he would get upset if I did this. But John Heyman yesterday of whatever outfit he's with these days, New York Post, I believe, and Odyssey, he says the Giants are suggesting for now they are unwilling to pay down Blake Snell's deal, which includes a $30 million player option for next year. I would imagine if you're Blake Snell, you probably opt into a $30 million option, right? I mean, I would guess you do, but I've seen stranger things. Snell is in great form.
Great show.
But if they maintain this stance, it will limit the field of suitors for Blake Snell. If you're the Royals right now, right?
Don't do this, Bob.
Go get Blake Snell. You want to send a message?
Yeah.
You want to send a message? You know what you say? You know what? Yeah, sure, San Francisco. We'll take on that $30 million player option next year. It's not going to cost us a lot because we're absorbing all of this money that you don't want to pay. So the acquisition cost isn't going to be that high. Obviously, Q has a track record from Tampa with Blake Snell. We talked about it when he was in studio in November. I said, go get Blake Snell. He goes, I just talked to Blake, you know, one of those type of things, right? Like, so they've got that kind of relationship. Imagine what an addition of Blake Snell would do for this organization. And not just for the players inside that organization, it would turn heads around baseball. But don't you think every fan in Kansas City would be 1,000,000% in on John Sherman as the owner and in on this team if they went out and got Blake Snell, right? Like, I think the residual effects of going out and making a move like this would send shockwaves through baseball, shockwaves through Kansas City, and we could carry John Sherman on a stool downtown through the streets and everybody would line up and sing his praises, because that's what we want out of the owner, to go out there and show us that he's going to put his money where his mouth is. Like, Blake Snell's available. Screw it, John. You got the cash. Go do it.
The betting odds would be against us to see the Royals make a move. Bob Nightingale of baseball obviously says the five most likely teams are all the big money teams. The Yankees, the Padres, the Dodgers, the Orioles, and the Mets, all right. likely to make big moves today. I think Skubal will be a Baltimore Oriole.
I think Skubal will be a Baltimore Oriole.
Too much smoke.
There's a lot of smoke there. There's a fire somewhere in there. But why not? Like, everybody always just says we can't because we're in Kansas City, and everybody laughs at it. And I understand that. The track record hasn't been, you know, there to go out and acquire the biggest names at the deadline. But you got to change the narrative at some point, right? Yep. You've got to change the thinking of everybody. And I think at this point in time, we have got to continue to change the psyche of the fan that this isn't the David Glass Royals. This is the John Sherman Royals, and we're going to go for it. Money be damned, right, John?
Yep. I'm just saying. Go make a splash, because this last night put everybody back in the mood.
And here's Bobby Witt Jr. First pitch. Fastball lifted. Deep to left field. Benintendi back. On the track. It's out of here. Bobby Witt Jr. delivers a go-ahead grand slam. The Royals take the lead in the top of the eighth. It is 8-5. Nobody is hotter than Bobby Witt Jr. is right now. His fourth hit of the game.
I don't know what you did last night when you saw that, but I can tell you what I did. Shot out of bed like a rocket.
You probably did, right?
Well, that was where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. If you want to be
having a great time,
you want to be
loving the fun.
If you want to see all of the excitement, this is the place, and we're the one. If you want to be yelling like crazy for the guys you love to see, come on out and join us. This is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. We're where you want to be.
Not the end of the song.
No. Baseball with the Royals.
If you want to see
the best of the big leagues,
you want to be
loving the day. Come share the excitement of the stolen bases and double plays.
This is where it happens.
For the very best in baseball, this is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
God, I love that song.
It's a great song. It's so reminiscent of 14 and 15, or most people will say from the 80s when it was originally written. But
that's right.
We brought it back to you when times were good. And we've also probably mocked it at times when they were losing on games.
But what you get? You get the classics. Play the hits. Unlike Van Morrison live. Play the hits.
Did he not play the hits?
He doesn't play the hits. Common thing. People know about Van Morrison. Doesn't play the hits.
Really?
Nope.
Why go see him then?
I don't know. Not if I can't hear Tupelo Honey. Bob Fesco.
He doesn't play Tupelo Honey?
I don't know how I can't say he doesn't play the hits more than he doesn't play the hits. But we'll play the hits because it's way too early. Power rankings coming up. It's Fesco in the morning. Mac Moretzavani. Bob Fesco and Dusty Leggins. You're listening to 610 Sports Radio. This is the first song Bob Fesco ever purchased on iTunes.
Oh, that's an interesting one. I'm going to guess.
You remember buying songs?
I do. Yeah. Of course I do. But I also remember, like, I'm cheap, as everybody knows, but, like, Napster and LimeWire were a big part of my life.
Yeah, I broke my family's computer with LimeWire.
Yeah.
And curveball, it wasn't the music.
Oh, it wasn't.
Yeah, movies. Yeah, they had Iron Man on there.
Yeah, I'm sure they
did.
That's
what it was. Yeah,
yeah, I'm sure that's exactly what it was.
Yep.
I remember LimeWire and Napster and ripping music all the time. I'm trying to think.
Bob's Mix, Volume 1.
Yeah, Volume 1, right, yeah. I'm going to guess, and it's a total guess, something Kelly Clarkson related maybe, like Since You've Been Gone.
Oh, my.
Since You've Been Gone.
That's the song he plays when his wife goes on vacation.
I do.
I fall in love for the first.
You should see how much of her stuff I throw away when she goes away for a weekend.
Just to see if she notices that it's gone.
Notice.
Speaking of notice, the way too early prediction season is in full force, fellas.
Mm-hmm.
This is when we get to pick the preseason over-unders of ones that maybe stand out. We're in a tough spot. Kansas City Chiefs is where we start with the way too early predictions. The Kansas City Chiefs currently sit, according to BetMGM, 11.5 wins You're taking the over because they're winning every game 72-0?
That's exactly okay. Right. Them in San Francisco tied 11.5 wins. Let me ask you this. If the Chiefs, let's say they hit the under and only win 11 games this year, what are you going to say after the season? You're going to have the same question I think a lot of people have. What went wrong, right? Mm-hmm. So I think 11.5 and a 17-game schedule for the Kansas City Chiefs right now, I hate to say this, but I'm going to anyway. It's free money. It's free money to take the over, and especially with the way that this team is preparing to go out and kick everybody's ass this year. And that's a legitimate feeling up there at St. Joe. I've talked to enough people over the last couple of days. And so since training camp has gotten started, there's one goal and one goal in mind, and that's to embarrass their opponent on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, whatever days they're playing,
whatever D
they're playing. Right. And so for me, I look at 11.5 and I think, boy, if they hit the under, something severely went wrong. To me, it's the over. And it's the over by far. This is a 13-14 legitimate win ball club. So
you take alt wins, you're going 12.5.
Is the number a lot better at 12.5?
I mean, you would get worse odds, but technically you'd make more money. Like tonight, Michael Wacha's strikeout total is 5.5.
Right.
You're like, I think it might be 9. You could take the alt strikeout of 8.5, and it's going to boost your money chances of going higher.
Right.
Obviously.
Yeah. I would probably, like, if they set the line at 12.5, I'd probably still take the over on that. 12.5 is pushing it, but 11.5, I think, is a little bit too low for the for the Chiefs and where they're going right now. And have San Francisco in the same boat at 11.5 right now. Like, I think if you asked unbiased people, of which I'm not, San Francisco, Kansas City, that could be a game that determines which team gets their first loss of the season.
Okay. You know? Division roundup, which judging by these bet MGM numbers, they think the Chiefs are just going to boat raid this division. The Los Angeles Chargers are the next highest win total, 8.5 with Jimmy Haar.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
8.5 right now. I'd probably take the under because I think they're an 8-9 type of team. I think the second best team in this division will be like 8-9 this year. So I would take the under on the Chargers on that one.
The Las Vegas.
The fact that the Rams have the same number, it does make me scratch my head a little, because I think the Rams are a really good football team, like a quietly good football team this year. At 8.5, I'm taking the over on the Rams in that one.
You're telling me the Texans have a game better over under than the Chargers?
Well, and that's the other thing. The Texans sitting at 9.5. I think that's a free money day as well. I mean, I think you take the over on the Texans on that.
The Las Vegas Puppet Masters, or whatever they want to be called, the Las Vegas Raiders, Las Vegas Davises, whatever. Next best odds in the division next over under 6.5.
6.5 is a nice number. That's a good one. I probably am
7-10. You think?
I'm probably going to lean towards the under on that one. Okay. I think they're a 6-11 type team, especially with the stuff surrounding the puppet scandal now.
Nice. I would trade the Chargers.
And they don't have a quarterback.
Aiden O'Connell's not
stop.
Terrible.
Just stop.
This is Sam Darnold's biggest fan. Buddy.
No.
Just stop.
O'Connell.
Come on.
He's not a franchise guy, but he had a really good last month of the season. I don't know.
I love Mac.
Please stop.
He can win 7 or 8 games.
Mac's awesome.
Yeah, he is. Just come
I
on,
am.
Please, man. I mean, just come on.
Switch Chargers
Mac
in Vegas.
Being Mac.
It is.
Just Mac being Mac.
I love Antonio Pierce as their head coach. If he had Justin Herbert as his quarterback, we may be having a different conversation right now. But they have. I mean, come on. Aiden O'Connell or the guy with George who drove an RV across I-10 and everybody fell in love with him because he was sleeping on the beach?
Devontae Adams, Brock Bowers, you've got Michael Myers, and you've got Christian Wilkins and Max Crosby on the defense.
Got a real killer on your team.
Who's getting them the ball?
Aiden O'Connell.
Hopefully it's Gardner Minshew. That's who I want to see get the shot. And then the Denver Broncos, they come in at the bottom of the barrel.
Yep.
Another year under Sean Payton, their projected total in Vegas this year, 5.5.
Yeah, take the under on that. Under. That's a 5-win team.
They're
right?
Going 4-13.
4-13, 5-12, somewhere in that range.
I think it's the worst team in the league. Yep. Worst team in the league.
Worse than New England?
I think New England's going to have a top 12 defense, top 10 defense.
Who's their quarterback?
Yeah, it's really bad. The offense is terrible.
I mean, did you see what Jacoby Brissett said yesterday, by the way?
Oh, no, I missed this.
That he's not happy to be a leader or mentor?
Something, they asked, like, if Tom Brady helped him when he first, because this is his second tour with New England. They said, well, did Tom Brady help? He goes, no. And he, like, kind of caught himself, like, well, maybe That's not Tom Brady's job to help you, man. Like you know, I hate when they say, oh, well, because you're the lead quarterback, you're the starting quarterback, you're supposed to mentor this guy who's here to steal your job. That's kind of not the way the world works, right? But Jacoby Brissett being honest with that, but that doesn't make me believe that Jacoby Brissett's going to be a great quarterback. It's still Jacoby Brissett. His track record speaks for itself. So, I mean, you got a rookie head coach taking over for a legend. You never want to be the guy replacing the guy. And so Mayo is constantly going to be compared to Belichick. Everything he does is going to be compared to Belichick. You know, Jacoby Brissett is going to be compared to Mac Jones. He's lucky he's not following Tom Brady, you know, in this role. But I mean, I just don't think the New England Patriots are set up at all for success right now. And if you're asking me who the worst team in the league is, it's Carolina, it's Denver, it's New England. Maybe the Giants could potentially be in the mix. I'm interested to see how Malik Nabers helps out Daniel Jones. And then I probably would throw in like Arizona because I'm just not a buyer in Kyler Murray.
Yeah, I kind of like Kyler Murray. Good fantasy quarterback.
I'm just not in on him. The Bears will be on that list of bad teams too.
The other 2024 preseason power rankings. I thought this was interesting.
All right.
They have it in a class system. So teams that they believe are the top tier, followed by probably good, could be good, whatever. Top three teams in the NFL, San Francisco, Kansas City, Baltimore. Mm-hmm. Any argument with those three?
I mean, I don't know that I would put Baltimore on the same line as the two Super Bowl teams.
Okay. And then
I put them in the probably good category, even though I think they're going to be good. Like, to me, I don't know how you guys feel. Baltimore, to me, the only judgment on them is going to be what they do in the playoffs. Like, exactly. I'm done watching the regular season Ravens and everybody telling me how good they are, and then the playoffs come and the Chiefs beat them. Like, until Baltimore does it when it matters most, I just don't think you can put them on that same line. They're going to be a good team. Nobody's doubting that. Like, 37 days from now, when they're here at Arrowhead, It is going to be a football game for the ages, right?
Right.
But it doesn't mean they're on the same line as the Chiefs and the 49ers at this point in time. They still have a lot to prove when it matters the most. And when it matters the most, the one thing that we've seen, the Baltimore Ravens, they just crumble under pressure.
Yeah, the three teams they're considered are the no-brainer top teams. 49ers, Chiefs, Ravens. The probably good, as we wrap this up, is Cincinnati, Detroit, Buffalo, Dallas, the Jets, Eagles, Dolphins, Packers, Texans.
Probably good is the ultimate weasel word, too. You can say, well, yeah, I thought they were probably good, but they really weren't good.
Or they should be.
They should be. Like the Jets being on that list, I still think it's a wait and see. Dallas is going to have drama all year, guys. You've got a coach without a contract, a quarterback without a contract, a wide receiver without a contract, a defensive end without a contract, an owner who I don't know if he knows what day it is. Like, so there's going to be a lot of drama down there in Dallas.
He's just waiting for the last leaf to fall. And when that last leaf falls, we'll make a decision. Because in Dallas, we liked the glory hole.
Fesco in the Morning brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. We get back into the Royals, but we shift right back into the Olympics because men's volleyball is going on right now, and I've got some concerns, but I've also got some takes that I want to ask you,
hot
the people.
Volleyball takes.
That's right, baby. Fesco in the Morning, 913-586-7610. What are your favorite Olympic games that you enjoy watching? That's Mac Morey, Dusty Likens, Bob Fesco. This is 610 Sports Radio. If you thought Bob loved baseball with the Royals, hold my beer. Since you've been gone, Kelly Clarkson.
I'm a Kelly Clarkson fan.
You yell it when you get your chest waxed?
I do. It was funny. My wife put like a salon paw on my back. You ever have one of those like hot stickers that they put on there, right? And she ripped it off the other day and it pulled off some of the back hair I got on there.
Yeah.
And I screamed. She goes, why didn't you yell Kelly Clarkson? I said, well, I didn't really think about it at the time. I was actually in pain.
Do you have a lot of chest hair?
Yeah, I got some good chest hair. It looks nice. Like I wear a sweater. I'm not going to cut it. You ever shave your chest hair and you're itch the whole time?
No, I trim mine though. I trim mine because it's wiry.
Is it?
Yeah, so I trim it with the beard trimmer.
Yeah, I understand that. I get it. And you know what? Good. Had I not been married and have kids and at 47 years old, maybe I consider otherwise. But I make sure I trim the top so it doesn't like hang out over the shirt.
Oh, you got to do that. Oh, you got to have the chest
like,
less.
Yeah, you can't have like the stuff just hanging out or people don't trim their ear hair.
That's
or,
different. You know. I think you can embrace the taco meat from the chest.
Yeah.
Like if I had chest hair like Travis Kelce, I'm embracing that.
Embrace it, yeah.
Because for some reason, chicks kind of dig that.
Do they like to rub their fingers through your chest hair, Dusty?
Well, it's
you
more
should
so.
See. You should see what happens when I run without a shirt on the weekends outside. It is. I mean, it is. Bill I stop Brooks traffic.
Has a
couple,
Bill Brooks has to come out and be like, "Yeah, it's Blue Summit.
Yeah, this is bad out there today."
Oh God. Yeah, when you're running down Knoll.
Vehicle crash southbound 35 past Johnson Drive. The right lane and shoulder are blocked. Southbound's 435 bridge and road maintenance through Blue Summit down to Blue Parkway Drive. I'm Bill Brooks with your Get Off My Bumper traffic.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Shout out Kathy in L.A. who caught that for us yesterday.
Blue Summit.
Blue Summit, baby.
Who talk name on the Lee Summit?
Did you ever go to Blue Summit?
No, I went to Blue Springs.
Oh, okay.
And now live in Lee Summit.
Well, you combine them. There's talk that the two towns are going to merge, right? And it's going to be Blue Summit?
That's a vote I will vote no on that new stadium.
Okay.
Switching back into the Olympics, because I thought we'd...
I live in Lee Summit. I'm not allowing Blue Springs into my area.
Somebody says, how'd that 4 o'clock tea time work out for you, Dustman? Great.
Yeah.
Not so good on the front nine. Pretty well on the back nine.
Melted by the time it was over.
It actually wasn't that bad because there's a lot of shade on golf courses that people don't realize. And there was like a weird breeze.
There was a breeze yesterday.
There was a breeze that helped. No, I'm not going to lie to you. Like the first few holes, it was a little sweaty. Mm-hmm. But by the time we got to the back nine, it was great. Got home by and text you guys. You're like, now tell me about your boat and your fantasy team.
Yeah, like, I don't want to hear about your golf game. I'm glad you had a nice day.
I didn't explain the golf game because the last time you said, you're like, oh, yeah, you said you're going to be done in 3.5 hours. And we literally were done in 3 hours and like 15 minutes.
You're done early. Yeah.
But Olympics, right? We're watching right now. Men's volleyball is against Germany right now. The game is tied 2-2. And they're in the game 3 of this Olympic sport. And we asked the question, is there a sport that when it's on, that you probably didn't find yourself watching, but you enjoy watching. Like you were texting that they were just trying to implicate fencing in your brain yesterday.
Yeah, I thought they were trying to foist fencing on us yesterday, right? Like there was a big foist of the fencing that was going on yesterday. And so I was watching it because I was interested and it was going down to the last jab or whatever they do in that sport, right? And so these guys are like jabbing each other in the stomach and in the arm and like one jab after another, and it's like tied at 14. And so I'm like, oh, okay, this is like you're watching the gold zone, which again with Scott Hansen is unbelievable. Anybody else, you can have it, but Scott Hansen just he's just a machine, right?
Yeah.
And so he's got, it's like a gold medal moment, right? And so they send you to the fencing situation, and you're watching these guys kind of go back and forth, and they keep like ending the match, and both guys continue to think that they won, and they go to the video monitor, and the referee's like, I'm abstaining from this one, do-over. And I'm like, I kind of like that idea. Like, could you imagine in an NFL game, people want to talk about the pace of play? The referee has 1 minute to decide under that hood whether or not this thing is going to be reviewed one way or the other. He can't come to a decision under that 1 minute. Screen goes black, you redo the down. Would you be in on something like that? I kind of like the way it worked yesterday in fencing. Like, if you couldn't make that decision and it's taking you forever, just redo the damn play. And they must have done that 3 times in fencing on the final point for the gold medal yesterday. And I'm like, I really like that. The review isn't conclusive enough. We really don't know what happened here. Just redo it. And they did that 3 times. I'm thinking, that could be good for football, man. Because it takes way too much time for some of these referees to look and figure out what the hell's going on.
So you think it'd take less time to have us replay it?
Yeah. How much time? They go in 2.5 minute commercial breaks now with these reviews.
It's ridiculous.
Right? You get 60 seconds under that hood. Baseball's got it figured out, guys. I know people complain about, oh, the reviews in baseball. You don't even know a review is going on in baseball. That's how fast they are. The NFL takes an hour. And then they have commercials. And then Jim Nance and Tony Romo come back. And Romo's like, I don't know, Jim. It's going to be close one way or the other.
Tony Romo, everybody. Getting paid more than Greg Olson. Tomorrow, the United States men's basketball takes place at 2 o'clock. They'll play South Sudan in their second game. They did very well in their first game.
Yeah.
Right now, currently in basketball, Australia and Canada, they're in the fourth quarter. It's a 74-72 game.
That's a huge matchup right now.
Big matchup. Yeah. Then Spain versus Greece, that game's over. Spain won 84-77. No surprise there. Other games today, France and Japan will play at 10:15. Germany and Brazil will play at 2. And then tomorrow, your United States guys play. And
you think Jason Tatum will get in?
Max going to hope he does. That's his guy.
Do you think Jason Tatum starts tomorrow?
No. And he shouldn't start.
Does he go in the first time out?
He should be the sixth or seventh man. He should be one of the first guys off the bench.
Yeah.
He's consecutive first time or first player All NBA three times in a row. Three-time first All NBA player.
We're talking Olympics here. We're not
He's
talking
the only
NBA.
American to win first team All NBA this year.
Yeah, but this is the Olympics we're talking about, not the NBA.
This is the damn world's best.
This is the world's best, not the best of like Indianapolis.
He's the sixth best player in the world right now.
We're talking about the world, though. We're talking about the Olympics. This is different.
Okay. Put us to the United States. Anyways, I think it's interesting, though, because you obviously take basketball out of it, you take swimming out of it, and you take track and maybe gymnastics. Those are probably like...
That's what everybody watches.
If you did Mount Rushmore of like the casual fan, it's gymnastics, the track and field games, or just track, swimming and basketball.
Where are you on dressage?
I don't know what that is. Is that the thing they put on the lady's leg or that you get on prom and you put on the hand?
Yeah, that is. Yeah, that's a dressage. No, it's horse. I was watching it the other day.
That's what I had to buy at Hy-Vee before I went to prom.
You got to get it as a corsage. Oh. Yes, very similar.
And
yes.
I had to put like some sort of baby's breast. So I went around the store trying to find an infant.
A toddler
blow. I was like, can your kid blow on this? Yeah. Like, no, you get the wrong thing.
Yeah, that's not baby's breath.
Got kicked out, never allowed back.
Don't do that. So dressage. You're not in on dressage?
Yeah, I don't. Know what that is.
Are you in on dressage?
Well, my sister did it for a while.
Are you being serious? Yeah. You did grow up in Leawood, didn't you?
Yeah.
Is that the feather dance?
It don't sound so like defeated. You grew up in Leawood, didn't you? Yeah, I did. My sister does dressage. We're going to go watch my sister do dressage on Sunday afternoon.
You knew who else's sister does?
Pennington, there Walter you, Pennington's sister
true.
Did dressage.
I knew Walter very well.
Yeah. Yeah, you grew up with Walter Pennington.
Exactly.
Well, Walter Pennington lived down on Easley Street from me.
I wondered why he was so angry with us yesterday. He was just sitting there going, guys, I know that son of a gun.
I know Walter Pennington. Leave him alone.
Seriously, he's really nice.
I used to be in his Fab Five on the T-Mobile app. It's not an app, but you know. But do you have a sport that you're what is dressage or
dressage? No. It's like
facade.
I don't know how the horse knows how fast to gallop.
Crazy.
It really is, right?
It's very impressive.
Yeah, you got to get in the mind of a horse. Have you ever been in the mind of a horse?
Can't say I have.
You can't say you have. Have you ever seen a horse on a plane before?
What?
Yeah, they get a horse on a plane.
I used to watch Bo Jackman. That was a good show.
No, I'm talking about getting a horse, like real horses on a plane. They did a story, actually, for the Olympics, how they get these horses on a plane. Mm. Some sit in first class. Others do not.
Dressage was on before judo.
Yeah, it was on the other day.
I'm into water polo.
Tough. I was talking to somebody about that yesterday, man.
Because I respect it so much. You can't touch the bottom.
Yeah.
And they're throwing BBs at your face.
Right. And then you're battling dudes.
Yeah.
Like you're wrestling in the water over a ball and you can't touch the bottom.
While treading water.
I mean, like I said, I did it twice in college and it was the toughest thing that I think I've ever done. I think you're right about that, Dusty. When you watch something and you know how difficult it is, which all of these sports are in the Olympics. Like I found myself watching the surfing yesterday from Fiji and I'm watching that. I'm going, damn, these guys are awesome at that. Like, how cool would it be to catch a wave and sit on top of the world like that?
Yeah.
And then the guys were jumping off the wave with their surfboards. Everybody's kind of seen that picture of the day now. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, the surfboard is, you know, parallel to him as they're jumping off the wave together. I'm like, damn, that just looks like a lot of fun. I used to bodyboard, you know, when I was growing up.
Like a boogie board?
Boogie board, yeah. Or just kind of just lie in the ocean, let the wave push me in.
I did that one time, and then I got like the undertow effect and scared the hell out of me. Yeah, I was like, throw this thing away.
Yeah.
The other thing that's really cool is the men's 2v2 beach volleyball. One, the setting's amazing.
The setting is awesome.
And then two, there's like this like hidden story that I found. Chase Budinger. He was a McDonald's All-American in 2006, played seven seasons in the NBA. Then
I was going to say, didn't he play basketball?
And then he pivoted.
Texas, right?
Yeah, he pivoted towards beach volleyball and just got his first Olympic W, as that team has been pretty fun to watch.
That's
they were
awesome.
On yesterday. Yeah,
that's so now, a good way to transition from like college basketball to what are you going to do next?
Yep.
Beach volleyball.
And he looks like the same guy. He's still a giant blonde assassin. Looks like he hates Bruce Willis from the 90s.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
So that's one of the sports that I think it's kind of fun. Somebody from the text line chimes in. As far as obscure, I like weightlifting, although I never see it. Normal sports, I like track and swimming. I mean, those.
We all like the track and swimming. Swimming's fun, man.
Golf is on there, but I feel like that's kind of a normal sport to watch. Yeah. I mean, for some people, and that starts Thursday. So pretty excited for that. Women's basketball will pick up in 2 days. Men's again play tomorrow. Mm-hmm. A lot of people like in the dressage.
A lot of people like the dressage. Yeah, it's very interesting.
It's weird that Olympic soccer isn't a big deal. Like the World Cup is massive.
How about
Olympic
rugby?
Soccer.
I caught myself watching some rugby yesterday, right? The rugby was good yesterday. America won something. We're in the quarterfinals or the final four or whatever it is. So let's keep that rolling.
Can you gamble on dressage?
Dressage.
And dressage.
Probably.
Yeah, I would imagine you could, yeah.
Like how many flowers are in it?
Who's going to win, probably?
I mean, you can bet on Olympic Games.
If you're going to bet on a horse, which country's horse would you bet on?
Pinkley always told me the one that pees last.
Yeah, but that I'm saying country, not which one that pees. Because I don't think dressage you have to worry about, you know, the horse being light or going to the bathroom or anything like
this
that.
This is where I lose my geographical insight, because I don't know if, like, horses are, like, maybe Spain has a lot of good horses, but I assume the United States, like, with Kentucky, Louisville, all that sort of, like, the races here, but maybe that's just, like, national bias. I didn't know if like horses were like prestigious anywhere else.
Well,
it's like,
but you look around the country, like other countries have like kings and they ride horses. So you would have to think like England would have a good dressage team. Cause like they're, what they do for dressage in England is probably like their normal horse activity for the day.
That's fair. 610 Sports Radio, KCSB, Kansas City, WDAF, HD2 Liberty and Odyssey Station.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.